Hi, I am Dick Needleman, health reporter with this week's Healthy Asheville Health Report. In local news, on February 15th, the Department of Health and Human Services and Public Health Director Stacy Saunders posted the weekly Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. Stacy Saunders said, quote, "Public health leadership will continue to monitor cases and percent positivity, and with emphasis on hospitalizations and deaths. We will continue to work with our area medical providers, community partners, and hospital system to adapt to changes in the pandemic at the local level," unquote. The weekly COVID-19 metrics from the Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services indicate that there is a decrease in the COVID-19 case rate by 26%, fewer hospitalizations and ICU admissions, and an increase in the death rate. The case rate still remains high, at a total of 386 cases per 100,000 people per week. Percent positivity is 15.5% compared to 19.6% last week. This is well above the 5% level, indicating that the transmission rate is still high. Almost 70% of the eligible population are fully vaccinated, and 56% of the fully vaccinated have received boosters. Both values are unchanged from last week. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends vaccines because they reduce the risk of infection, severe illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. Therapeutics because they reduce the likelihood of severe illness, hospitalizations, and deaths in high-risk people. And public health measures of vaccinations with boosters, testing, and staying home when not feeling well. Vaccination sites and testing sites can be located through the North Carolina and Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services. At their February 15th meeting, the Buncombe County Board of Commissioners decided not to renew the face cover wearing policy in outdoor public spaces. According to Stacy Saunders, the Department of Public Health, quote, strongly recommends, unquote, that face masks be worn in indoor public spaces. Businesses, organizations, and each local board of education can individually decide upon their face mask policy. The Buncombe County Courthouse and some Buncombe County government facilities will continue to require that face masks be worn for now. Public transportation will require wearing face masks through March 18th. On February 16th, Buncombe County Health and Human Services hosted a virtual media question and answer session. Public Health Director Stacy Saunders and Board of Commissioners Board Chair Bronnie Newman answered questions related to the COVID-19 response in Buncombe County. Stacy Saunders said, quote, "I will still wear my face covering in indoor public spaces," unquote, and she strongly recommends that everyone wear face masks in public schools. With cases, transmission, and hospitalization still running at significantly high levels, the Department of Public Health is planning a media campaign to get the word out that they strongly recommend that face masks be worn in indoor public spaces. The campaign will be on social media, at question and answer sessions with the media, on the department website, with media partners, and at any other available opportunities, just like they do with promoting vaccinations, boosters, and testing. Bronnie Newman describes this latest policy as one of many, quote, not easy decisions, unquote, and arising from, quote, a series of difficult decisions, unquote, since the beginning of the COVID crisis. He wants to take the opportunity to let everyone know that he is aware that more people are getting a booster and, quote, encourages everyone to do that, unquote. This has been Dick Needleman with the Healthy Asheville Health Report. Let's keep Asheville healthy. For questions, feedback, comments, and more, please email me at healthyasheville@ashevillefm.org.